President Bush is in Oregon today, touring some of the land that has been burned by wildfires. He's using the forest as a backdrop to announce what he says is a plan that will reduce the danger of these big fires by allowing the private sector a freer hand in stripping overgrown forests of the small trees and underbrush that fuels massive wildfires. Even before the plan was announced, environmental groups were raising the alarm, saying this was little more than a thinly veiled plan to allow wholesale logging of the nation's public forests.
Joining us to discuss the plan is NPR's Western editor, B.B. Krause, who has been following the fires this year and the policy debate surrounding them. B.B., what do we know about this plan from the president?
What we do understand in this is that what he really wants to do is streamline and speed up the process of environmental reviews that have to take place before you can do any of these forest thinning operations. And that is certainly part of the current fire plan, but he wants it to move faster. One way he can do this is administratively, in terms of, I think, streamlining some of the paperwork, putting staff on to work more on these kind of permits and so on. But he will also have to go to Congress to ask for some of these waivers from the National Environmental Policy Laws. And that could turn into kind of a battle. He also wants to streamline the appeals process so these things don't get held up in court.
If Congress is getting involved, this sounds like a pretty big change in policy. What does this mean out in the forest?
That kind of depends on who you ask. Everyone in this, kind of the environmentalists, the loggers, the administration, agree that the forests are really overgrown. They need to be thinned out. And that has been a huge change in policy from 1910, when we had huge fires. The policy that came in was, we will put out every fire. That's when Smokey the Bear came on the scene. And that has left forests that are extremely heavily overgrown, and that's a lot of fuel for when a fire is going to start. And the question has been, how do you thin them out? That's where, you know, people are really butting heads. The environmentalists, or on one of the more extreme sides, would say, let's just cut the little tiny stuff. We don't get into any bigger trees. They fear that all the administration wants to do here is allow big commercial logging operations. And there's a middle ground in here, in that those little trees aren't very valuable. So in order to get some money out of this to make it pay for itself, or it, or even to pay for part of the cost, you need to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make it something that you can actually get someone to come in and do these operations.
So you can get the logging companies out in the forest to thin the small growth. You've got to give them these big trees to make some money on.
Right.
If the current National Fire Plan calls for forest thinning, they must have worked out some way to reach an agreement. How has that worked?
Well, I think that is where this whole thing is really stuck right now. You'll get criticism from the administration and some of the Western states that the problem is that environmentalists are appealing all of these plans to cut and slowing the process down. The environmentalists will say that's because they're focusing on areas deep in the woods where there's big commercial timber, and they're not really focusing on the problem areas, which are areas where communities are and so on, where you really are looking at a higher risk area for damage in a big fire.
So the environmental groups want to thin forests near settled areas, urban areas, and the big timber companies want to go out deep in the forest where there are big trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's a question of money. And the environmentalists yesterday actually proposed their own plan that really does focus much more on the urban areas that are at risk, just to spend the money, as I think they believe, more wisely.
Mm-hmm. What does any of this mean for this year's fire season and for the next fire seasons in the next couple of years?
Not a lot right away. The estimates are that there are 190 million acres that need some sort of treatment. One estimate I heard was that at the current rate of thinning, it's going to take 38 years to get it all cleared. And in the meantime, you have trees growing. The fact is, we spent almost a century creating the situation, and it's going to take some time to do it. And I think the question is, how fast?
Thanks very much, B.B.
You're welcome.
NPR Western editor, B.B. Krause.